Chapter 1. Beginning to Think for Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, verse 9-11. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1, verses 9-10. Apologetics is a New Testament ministry that uses thinking and reasoning in reliance on the Holy Spirit to assist earnest inquirers in relinquishing disbelief and mistrust in God and God's good purposes for humankind. Apologetic work helps people believe and know the things that are especially related to Jesus Christ, His coming into the world, His life and death, and now His continuing to live in us. Apologetics is a vital ministry of the New Testament. Today, apologetics is a rather foreboding word. If you say to your neighbors, "I'm going to do apologetics with you," they would probably run away and hide. But what we're really talking about is aiding others in removing doubts that hinder their enthusiastic and full participation in the kingdom of the heavens and their discipleship to Christ. We have many clear indications in Scripture that we are intended to add to our faith, that we start with faith, but we move on to knowledge, that we are to grow not only in grace, but also in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 5, 3, verse 18. There's nothing wrong with faith. Faith is a confidence or trust in something, which we may or may not know to be true. But one of the things we need to keep in mind about faith is that it may be wrong. Sometimes we trust and have confidence in things that betray us because they're false. Christians are not the only ones who live by faith. Everyone lives and dies by faith. Faith in itself is not necessarily a good or bad thing. Now, there is a saving faith, and that's a good thing. But there are damning faiths as well, and there are also the situations where we live neither in knowledge nor in faith. We're just in doubt. These are situations that Jesus dealt with often, and we want to learn to have His Spirit in dealing with doubt. A good example of His methodology is found in His conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4. Faith is not opposed to evidence that we might gain from perception as well as from reason. Anything that we can use to remove and settle doubt that afflicts us or others around us is good. God has given us natural abilities, and it is right and good to devote them to God. The intellect is good. Our natural abilities of perception are good, and they are not opposed to faith. Please hear me. Our natural abilities are not opposed to faith. Yes, we live by faith and not by sight, but try not using your sight at all and see how that works. When Jesus walked this earth, He used all of His human powers, all of them, and we are called to devote all of our human powers to God in order that we might live under Him as He intended. So, we use our natural reason under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit in the work of apologetics to bring information and logic to bear on doubts that prevent a steady, clear perception of the realities of God's kingdom.